Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds, where our biggest challenger is actually ourselves. Mind games.
He is our personal trainer for the mind, a psychologist with the expert tips to give our minds and emotions a healthy workout, Maurice Deepers. At the end of the school year is a big time for our students, you reckon?
The end of any school year or our HSC, our end of schooling, represents a really, really big transition for and an exciting time for all young people. So I thought I would share some sentence starters and some strategies based on the work of Dr. Ryvick's Fishful Thinking e-newsletter, who does a lot of work with children. And what these are based on is providing parents with ways that they can talk with their kids about what the year's meant for them, how they will remember it, what was good, what was not good, and in this way actually encouraging young people and our kids to see that not only their strengths but their achievements, see their social support, see what's meaningful for them, and really encourage the type of things that are really important for happy, healthy, resilient kids. So here's some sentence starters that Dr. Karen Ryvick suggests parents can use at the end of the year with their kids as a way to help them to process what's happened. Asking young people what the few of their successes in the past year were, what skills or strengths did they need to draw on from inside them to bring about those skills and successes? What were some of the favourite moments of the year? And why were they special? Encouraging kids to talk about the really, really good things. For some of the older kids, it can be talking about what have you learnt about yourself this year? What have you learnt about life this year? For all kids, it's important to be able to get them to be proud of their achievements. So asking them, what are they most proud of having done this year? What are they proud of achieving in school, in sport, in social scenes? What was the challenge that you overcome? How did you overcome that? And who did you get close to this year? What friendships got closer? What may have drifted apart? Why are your relationships special? And looking forward, what would you like to do in your holidays? What's one thing you'd like to do in your holidays? And hoping that that's a feasible response, then you can actually start to plan for future activities. And these are all ways that parents can help to build happy, healthy, resilient kids and kids that are in touch with their strengths and really flourishing in their lives, and they can take that into the next year of school. Happy holidays.